from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, welcome back into Gwen and Chris, hour number two of a quick 2.5 hour get together today. Is that right? 2.5 hours total?
Yes.
Yeah, 1 hour down, 90 minutes to go. Then Sam Levitt's pregame show at 4:40. Don't forget, tonight's game starts an hour earlier than normal. A 5:40 start out at Petco Park for game two of the Dodgers-Padres series. Dodgers' final appearance in San Diego this season, in the regular season. Wouldn't hurt my feelings if we don't see them again in the playoffs either, but we will see them tonight, and they'll see Dylan Cease for the first time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Dylan Cease, I don't believe, has pitched against the Dodgers yet this year.
I don't think so either, yeah.
So, you know, they're going to be getting a look at the guy who's pitching about as well as anybody ever has over a three-game stretch, and that's not stretching it. It's not stretching it. Clayton Kershaw, Hall of Famer, we'll pitch for the Dodgers, so should be a lot of fun out at the ballpark. Dodger lineup, Ohtani, Will Smith, again, Gavin Lux in the three spot. I'll tell you one thing about Gavin Lux. If he comes up in a key spot late in the game, just bring a lefty in. He cannot hit a lefty. He was lost in two at-bats last night against lefties. Teoscar Hernandez, Jason Hayward, Andy Pajes, Kevin Biggio.
Oh,
I don't even remember this guy going to the Dodgers, and then he conks one off the foul pole.
So annoying. I hate that.
Kike Hernandez, Nick Ahmed, another recent acquisition by the Dodgers. The Dodgers are like pieced together with tape and glue right now.
I was going to say, they just have a Band-Aid over the top of them right now.
Luis Arraez, Jerkson Profar, Bogarts, Machado. Solano's going to play first base tonight. Merrill, Kim, Campusano gets a start. And Bryce Johnson with the lefty on the mound. I mean, that's the other thing about the Padres that we didn't mention when you said, can they catch the Dodgers? We talked about the Dodgers getting healthy. How much better the Padres going to be if Bryce Johnson's not in right field and Fernando Tatis Jr. is? That could make you a little better right there,
yes.
Don't you think?
Yes. Joe Musgrove could also make you a little bit better.
So the Padres have some guys that they're trying to get healthy as well. Coming up on a daily gambit for you, scoreboard update, Arizona 5, Washington 1. They're in the top of the 8th. Everybody else in the wild card picture has already played today. No, the Pirates haven't. They play later on at Houston. But the Cardinals and Braves won today. The Mets lost. So you can pick up a little ground at least on the Mets tonight.
Yeah.
In the wild card race.
All of a sudden the Mets are playing incredible baseball.
Yeah, and they've all been good. In fact, all six teams that are in the wild card you know, mix. All six of them won last night. Every one of them. So, you know, everybody's trying to get to the same place. And, you know, I understand that there's 50-some-odd games remaining, but, you know, these games really kind of matter right now. They really do. I'll tell you, you know, we're looking at the Dodgers tonight, Scrape. And then the Rockies come in on Friday. The interesting thing for Friday is going to be who's going to start at pitcher for the Padres. They don't have anybody scheduled. Will they throw Martin Perez out there? Will they go with an opener? I don't really know what other choices they have. Johnny Brito, they could call him up, I guess. But right now, they're going to need a pitcher for Friday. That's the one question. And then when the Rockies are done, Padres go on the road next Tuesday. Guess who's their first opponent?
Next Tuesday? Oh,
next
the
Tuesday.
Pirates.
And guess who that means they're facing?
Skeens.
Your guy.
If
Paul
Jackson
Skeens.
Merrill takes Paul Skeens deep, the conversation is over.
It's over. Give
it's
the man
over.
The Rookie of the Year trophy.
This is a head-to-head matchup.
If he homers off him, give him the trophy before he gets to home plate.
Please, and then have Drunk Rob Manfred there to congratulate him.
Congratulations,
Jackson.
Jackson.
That's must see
oh,
TV
yeah. Next
for
Tuesday
me.
Night for sure. Padres will get Skeens. They'll go to Miami as well on that road trip. But that's still ahead.
I have a request from Nick on the chat that you're not allowed to talk about the Rockies the rest of the week.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything bad about the Rockies. The only thing because I jinxed it last time. I have to point this out, though. They lost to the Angels on the road last night. They are 14-41 on the road.
You're doing it.
I'm just pointing out their record on the road is worse than the overall record of the 62 Mets.
Whoa.
That's how bad they are on the road. I'm just saying. You've got to punish them, but that's for the weekend.
People are saying, turn his mic off.
I know. Don't let him say it. All right, let's get to some Daily Gambit stuff, some winners and losers around sports.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Chris, we have the Paris TV experience on here in studio. I gotta say, badminton is incredibly funny to watch because these two guys are giant and the badminton court is very small.
Looks like a couple of 6'11 guys playing each other in badminton. Isn't Snoop Dogg doing the
I don't
commentary?
Know if he's going to do every one of them, but I know he did the other day for sure. But
I've watched very little of the Olympics this time around.
Really?
It comes down to the same old thing. I'm in here every day and I know the results. And you know me, I don't like to watch events that I know the results of.
See, I don't care.
Like, when you get home tonight, they're going to put the U.S. men's game on against South Sudan, the basketball game.
And what was the result?
In prime time. If you don't want to know the score, cover your ears. But, yeah, it's over. U.S. 103, South Sudan 86.
Closer than I wanted it to be.
A little closer, but not as close as the last time they played.
True.
Seven U.S. players were in double figures, led by Bam Adebayo.
There we go.
18.7 rebounds. But, yeah, they put all these events on, but I already know, like, I knew the U.S. women won the gymnastics last night. So I watched a little of Simone Biles just because she's Simone Biles, but I didn't have the same interest. I knew they were going to win. So that's my problem.
It's very interesting, our different opinions on
this. Yeah, I know, our viewing habits.
I like to know who wins, but I want to see how
they
do it.
You want to see how it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Anyway.
I'm there for the results.
Hey, in 2028, Chris, everything will be live because it's in L.A.
I'm looking forward to that, and I will watch much more of that Olympic Games. All right, let's get to the Gambit. I went 4-2 the other night. You went 2-4.
I think you won the Paul Skeens bets, too, which were...
Paul Skeens did not pitch more than six innings the other night.
And he did not have more than 6.5 strikeouts.
Yeah, that was the difference in our wagering the other night. Let's get to what we've got coming up here on the ledger for tonight. And I've got four for the Dodger-Padre game tonight. I mean, that's the focus. First, Padres are favored by 1.5 runs over the Dodgers.
Really?
That has everything to do with the fact that Dylan Cease is pitching for the Padres. Are you willing to bet on the Padres to sweep this two-game series and do so by more than one run?
I think the Padres are going to win, but I think it's by one run, so I have to go Dodgers.
Yeah, that's a crazy prediction.
No, it's not.
They're going to win by one run.
They are. I mean, it's going to be too close of a game. It always is.
It's not going to be close. Cease is not going to give up anything, and all they're going to need to do is score two. I take the Padres here. Padres-Dodgers over under 7 runs.
That's a lot.
A lot. 7, that's hardly anything.
Okay.
I'll still say under with these pitchers. I think it's going to be a 4-1 game, if that.
I think Kershaw gives up 2 bombs.
Woo!
So I'm going to say over.
All right, who's going to hit the bombs?
Donovan Solano.
Oh, all right.
And Manny's on a heater, so there you go.
Manny's on a heater. Dylan Cease tonight. This is an interesting wager. Over, under, does he allow 3.5 hits?
3.5.
Now, keep in mind, in his last 3 games, he's allowed 1, 1, and 0. So to bet over, he's got to give up 4 hits tonight. But then again, 4 hits isn't really that many.
No.
Just is for him. So 3.5, what are you doing here?
Well, he told us last week.
Yeah, you had him on Friday.
Yes, and he told us that we didn't bring up, like, are you going to do it 2 times in a row? But he did seem like a guy who wants to continue the no hits.
Sure.
Because he said at the 7th inning is when I started trying not to give up a hit.
Right.
I'm going to say he goes under.
Going to say under. It would be really, you know, something remarkable if he can take it into the 6th or 7th inning tonight. The smart wager here is to say over.
Yeah.
I mean, like, 4 guys get jammed and bloop a hit into the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody hits a ground ball over the mound that, you know, Ha-Seong Kim can't quite field, and that goes for an infield hit. It's only 4 hits.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go over.
Little bloops here and there.
I'm going to go over.
Okay.
I'm going to go over. Kershaw, 3.5 strikeouts.
Oh.
Now, what has happened here to Kershaw is the fact that he's coming off the injured list.
How many innings did he go last time?
He went 4 and struck out 6 in his first outing.
Padres don't strike out as much as we think.
No, they don't. I'm actually going to go under for Kershaw here. I don't think he's going to pitch more than 5 innings. I think he'll strike out 3. Say under.
I'm going to go over. He strikes out 4.
He strikes out 4. Okay, have we agreed on one yet? No. We haven't agreed on a single one yet. On we go to the Olympic Games. Tomorrow, the U.S. women's basketball team takes on Belgium. I know you've done a nice scouting report on the Belgians.
I was going to say, what are they called?
The Belgians. I think.
Yeah.
If anybody knows any different, let me know, but I think it's the Belgians.
I'm not going to say anything about geography because I get crushed for
yes,
it every
you do.
Time.
You know, the country of Belgium is the part of one of my all-time favorite movie titles. And I don't know what this movie was about. It came out, I believe, in the 70s, and it was called If It's Tuesday, It Must Be Belgium.
What?
That was the name of the movie.
That's crazy.
I know. I don't know anything about it. I'll have to look it up. USA is favored by 23 over the Belgians on the women's side. Scraby.
Now, are Belgian waffles from Belgium? Because I think they're spelled differently, right?
I got to believe Belgian waffles are from Belgium, but then I don't think French fries are from France.
No, I don't think so.
I think they're actually from Belgium.
French fries?
Hang on.
I'm looking it up.
French
too.
Fries history.
I'm looking it up.
French fries history. Where were they invented?
Mm-mm-mm. Now I'm hungry again.
Ah, I love French fries.
Me too.
I could eat them like 3 times a day.
I'm trying to see. Yes, it was Brussels.
Oh, Brussels.
For the waffle.
Oh, for the waffles.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about the French fry.
Yeah, I'm not really coming up with it, so just move on. Okay. They are popular in Belgium.
With USA.
I'm going to go with USA, too. That was more conversation about Belgium than I've had in 35 years.
Now, one of the things I love when I go to Europe, mayonnaise on your French fries.
You know what? It tastes good here, too.
I know,
you just
but
don't
it looks
do it.
Weird because...
Everybody gives you a weird look.
Yeah, like, hey, look at you
what
over there.
What are you doing?
Eating mayonnaise by the handful.
Tacking on calories. And SD Fat Loss would not allow that.
No, no.
USA, Belgium, over under 165 points. I say over. U.S. starting to get into the groove. Asia Wilson. Brittany.
Griner.
Brianna.
Stewart.
Very good, Scrib. You're knowing your women's basketball.
What about
now.
Sabrina? Is she on the team?
Inescu.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
I'm going to go over as well.
Okay. And then one more women's basketball game. Couldn't tell you a thing about either of these two squads, but Germany, a one-point favorite over Japan. Who do you like here?
Interesting.
Why?
Did you see the picture yesterday of Wemby running by the Japanese player who was like 5'6"?
No.
It's great. Wemby's like 7'6". This dude's like 5'6", and it looks like an optical illusion because it's so insane. Germany and Japan, Germany minus one. I got to think Germany's pretty good at basketball. I'm going to go Germany.
You're going to go Germany here. All right, I'll take Japan. Land of the rising sun, baby.
There you go.
Land of the rising sun.
Someone said that your movie is about... a tour bus that has an adventure.
Makes sense.
What is it? Wake up, it's Belgium?
No, if it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium.
Still doesn't make sense to me, but okay.
I like the title. According to this on Wikipedia, and that always, you know, needs to be... It says something about they were invented in Spain, French fries.
Oh,
origin, papas fritas, etc. They may have been invented in Spain, the first European country where the potato appeared. Also, there was... anyway.
I'm looking at the same Wikipedia, and it says that it came from France.
French fries.
Yeah.
Well, says, that would make sense since they're called French fries.
It says, one enduring origin story holds that French fries were invented by street vendors on the Pointe-Neuf Bridge in Paris... in 1789.
But here's one more thing on this, and then we're going to definitely move on. The Belgians and the French have an ongoing dispute about where fries were invented. So, yeah, Belgian is in on it.
I understand it. That's a really good thing to say that you invented.
All right.
I mean, it is called French fries. Do you think that's what they're angry about? The branding is off?
Would you order Belgian fries? Maybe you wouldn't. French fries has a better ring to it.
I think I would.
All right, the show is, swirling out
I'm
of control.
Starving.
And we're getting hungry. And we need to check some traffic, so stick around. More Gwen and Chris. Tony's back with us at the bottom of the hour for a big five.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Davick.
Couple problems in the North County, northbound side of the 5 right before Leucadia, stalled car in the center divide. And we're getting reports of a collision northbound side of the 15 just past El Norte Parkway. It's blocking the slow lane. I'm Kelly Danick with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fat.
After all this talk about Belgian fries, I'm getting hungry, but you know what? SD Fat Loss. I know how to suppress that desire now.
Thanks to
SD Fat Loss, man. They've changed the whole way I go about thinking about eating. That's why I lost 37 pounds. That's why I've kept the weight off for over a year. The diet works. You'll lose the weight, but you're also going to learn about why you're losing the weight and how to keep it off. But you got to call them. And today is the last day to get the $200 savings by using my name. This is it. So if you've been thinking, I got to, check into SD Fat Loss, I need to do it. Something great for myself, something nice. I want to feel better. I want to look better. Don't wait any longer. $200 right away. Just call them at 858-665-3211 or online at sdfatloss.com. Say my name, Chris Ello. There goes $200 off the price, but that offer ends today. I'm taking it away, people. That's it. Got to use my name by today. You'll get a free private weight loss consultation as well. You'll find out the secret to losing up to a pound of fat every day. No exercise, no calorie counting, no prepackaged meals. SD Fat Loss, amazing results. You'll have the same results. But you got to call 858-665-3211. Save $200 for one more day. You've got nothing to lose but the weight itself.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tanner's an absolute dog. He is one of my all-time favorite players. Once again, the work ethic is 10 out of 10. He's the first guy in the weight room. He's the guy that prepares the most in the bullpen. He wants the high leverage situation. He wants to save, or he'll go in the seventh inning and get an out there and go back in the eighth and ninth. He does not want a day off. He pitches every single day. He gets pissed off when he has a day off. He is an incredible pickup, and you know, we got some good players in return, obviously, but you know, really happy for the Padres and what they're able to do with that bullpen.
Tanner Scott. The words of his former manager, Skip Schumacher, who was on with Ben and Woods this morning. So if that is something that interests you, you can always listen to it at your leisure. Don't listen to it now, because that would hurt my feelings.
Yeah, don't listen to it now.
Yeah, don't listen to it now. That would hurt my
during
feelings.
During commercials, don't listen to it then either. Listen to it later.
Scraby and I
don't know why I just walked myself into that weird spot.
I don't know what you're doing. Scraby and I hanging out here. Tony's going to rejoin us for the Big Five in about 5 minutes. But yeah, Skip Schumacher with some high praise for Tanner Scott during that interview earlier today with, well, I'm going to start calling him Higgins and Woods.
Yeah.
Since he called me Ello and Gwynn.
That's really funny.
Yeah, that's okay, Ben. I forgive you.
He's got a lot going on.
He's a busy guy.
He is.
You know that he's not only now the sports guy on Channel 10, is it?
Yeah.
ABC,
yeah.
Channel 10. But every now and again, he is the news anchor.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
He's become a news anchor in a, you know, kind of a fill-in capacity.
Wow.
But you can see Ben, you know, giving, I don't know, tax law stuff or whatever he's got to read. So
tax law stuff.
Yeah. Ben is, he's multi-talented, this guy.
You know, I knew, because I used to work for a news radio station, mm-hmm. and a lot of those people were in TV, so I know what kind of grind that is. I don't know how Ben does it, honestly. Doing night TV, morning radio, it's incredible.
I used to spend some time with Ben over at Channel 10 and kind of watch and learn and see what he did. And the man puts in an amazing amount of work all day and all night. You know, because he's doing the sports at, what, 5:30, 6:30, 7 o'clock, then
11.
Has to wait till 11:30 to do one more.
Yeah.
And then get in here at 4 in the morning. I mean, I would love to be considered for MVP of this radio station, but, you know, it's tough to overcome the greatness.
Well, we all know that goes to
Mr. Higgins.
We all know that goes to me. So.
You're the MVP of the station.
Maybe well, of, then the show. Of the show. I'm not going to say I'm the best.
We could collapse
the
entirely then without your presence the next 4 days.
Yeah, the show will collapse, yes.
I hope not. We mentioned the United States with a win in the Olympics today in men's basketball. There's a guy in the Olympics. And again, I'm sorry, but I'm going to maybe, you know, ruin the results for a few people here.
I think they know what they're getting into.
Okay. Do you know who Leon Marchand is?
Yes, he's the talk of the swimming
town.
Wow.
This guy is on fire in the pool. He's 22 years old.
How can he be on fire in the pool?
Because he's blazing up and down the... You know,
he's moving so fast the water doesn't put
the
it
water's
out.
On fire.
Wow, that is fast.
22 years old. He did something today that not even Michael Phelps ever did. He won the 200 meter butterfly, which is going like this. I'm kind of giving a little of that, you know.
Oh,
for the
butterfly.
People. The butterfly
is my least favorite.
Well, it's really hard to do.
It is. It hurts the shoulders.
Yes, he won that, and then 2 hours later. He took down the 200-meter breaststroke.
That's my favorite stroke.
That's your favorite.
I'm good at that.
Because that's
the
easiest one to do.
No, I'm good at holding my breath, so.
Well, the thing about the breaststroke is it's kind of a lazy man's
way of
doing
laps. You know what I learned back when I was learning how to swim? It was you push out the ice cream, you pull in the ice cream. You push out the ice cream, you pull in the ice cream.
That's what you learned, huh?
Yeah, I remember that to this day.
I'm glad you do. Leon Marchand set world records in both of those events. Or two Olympic records, I beg your pardon. He earlier won the 4x100 or 200 medley relay or individual medley. I mean, this guy.
That's all four of the strokes.
That's everything. So this guy is like the Michael Phelps of now. And it's funny to me that the Olympic record in swimming, I don't know if it's funny, but it gets lower every Olympics.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Michael Phelps is the greatest athlete. He was voted the greatest athlete of the 21st century. Remember in the
That's
poll
true.
That we did, that ESPN did
yeah.
just a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
So Michael Phelps, the best athlete of the century. Well, already almost all of his records are gone. You know, because he retired 3 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, whatever. They just keep breaking the record.
At some point, they can't get any faster, can they?
Thank you.
It's like TV. How can they get more high def?
They can't go much. At some point, the record is going to have to be unbreakable because, you know, this guy won his event today, the $200 meter breaststroke in 2 minutes, 5.85 seconds. I mean... All right, but nobody can ever go 1 minute five. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's got to, somewhere's got to be the record
like,
that can't be topped.
How do you shave off 3 seconds?
I don't know. But
just be a machine?
I mean, as great as Michael Phelps is, was, et cetera, 20 some odd medals, I don't know how many records he still holds. I'm not a swimming guy. So if you're out there and you're a big swimming guy and you say, well, Chris, you still got 8 records, whatever, good for you for knowing that. But my point is these records fall quickly.
They do.
In the Olympics.
Katie Ledecky's breaking records,
Katie
too.
Ledecky won another one today.
Oh, she won the 15. Was it the 1500?
Yeah.
That is a long, long race.
It's a lot of laps,
that
man.
That is so many laps.
It's a lot of laps. Because
what, the pool is 50 meters?
It's almost a mile.
The pool's 50 meters, though, one way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Katie Ledecky won her 8th gold medal today. So that is the 5th gold medal of these games, by the way, for the United States of America.
Love it.
Break time?
Yeah.
And a big 5 with Tony Gwynn Jr. in tow. Next! Welcome back to this fine program. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Padres-Dodgers, game 2 of the 2-game series. Padres win tonight. They win the clinch, the season series over the Dodgers for the first time since 2010. Dylan Cease pitches a no-hitter tonight. He becomes only the 2nd pitcher in baseball history to throw back-to-back no-hitters. We can dream, especially when a guy's only allowed 2 hits total in the last 3 games. Dodgers may have their work cut out for them this evening, Mr. Scraby.
I think so.
I do too.
I think it could happen. I mean, that's kind of the...
You think he could do it?
Like, the weird year that the Padres have had.
It's been that kind of craziness. Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. If you don't like cell service, by the way, like you don't want to have be bothered, go to Big Sur. We had no cell phone service in Big Sur.
That's surprising.
Isn't that weird?
That is very strange.
Loriello, lovely, swore that when we got back to San Diego, she would call our cell provider and read them the riot act.
About them not
having... For the fact that we didn't have cell service.
And did she?
I don't know if she's done that yet, but as far as I know,
still working,
as far as I know, Verizon is still in business,
yeah.
So I don't think she's taken them down totally yet. She wasn't happy with this, though. But you know what? And all the people we were with, nobody had cell service.
But don't you have Wi-Fi?
Yes, there was Wi-Fi,
okay.
But there was no cell phone service. It was a weird...
It's kind of nice.
I didn't mind it.
When I go up to my sister's cabin in Redding, we have no cell service,
there
and
you
it's
go.
Amazing.
Yeah, didn't mind it too much. All right, let's check traffic and then Big 5 time.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
The Big 5 starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. If you love Mediterranean food, you need to try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com, Chris.
I think I will.
Okay, I will do that.
Good.
All right. We got no time to waste, so we need to get into this because of the trade deadline yesterday.
Number 5.
You know, we have the aftermath of the trade deadline, and there's more insight coming out on what happened. And Jack Flaherty, you know, was moved by the Tigers to the Dodgers, but there are reports the Yankees were scared off by some injury concerns for Flaherty. The hesitation on the part of the Yankees appeared to stem from a lower back issue that kept Flaherty from making a scheduled start in early July. It also led him receiving 2 injections over a 3-week span. So, Chris, you're up first. Could this be the reason the Padres didn't push harder to acquire him?
It certainly could be the reason. It makes sense. If they had injury concerns, then, you know, A.J. Preller said that the Padres really weren't close on Flaherty. But he didn't say why they weren't close. It's hard for me to believe that the Padres couldn't have put together a package similar to or better than what the Dodgers ended up putting together for Flaherty. So, yeah, this actually maybe explains a lot. You know, I mean, we can only hope, right? I mean, nothing against Jack Flaherty personally, but Yeah, let's hope he misses three or four starts down the stretch, and that trade doesn't work out as good as it looked like it going. Looks like it's going to.
What do you think, Tony? Could this be the reason the Padres didn't push harder to acquire Jack Flaherty?
Well, it's a maybe. You know, it's a possibility for sure. We don't know. I think ultimately the price tags are too high, regardless. And considering that Jack is a starting pitcher, that's a rental. I think that was a little bit different story. So the Padres pivoted and went the way they went.
All right. Number four. Titans defensive lineman Jeffrey Simmons addressed the media today to apologize for a verbal altercation with a local radio host the day before. He said, quote, "That's not who I am or what I want to be seen as. At the end of the day, I take full accountability of my actions on the field, and I promise that won't ever happen again," end quote. On Tuesday, Simmons approached Buck Reesing, the radio host, after practice while he was live on the air about a post that he made on social media. Here is a little bit of that.
Well, Jeff, you want to sit down? We can talk whatever you want to talk. Jeff, we'll deal with that later. Roger McCreary sitting down with us here on 104.5 The Zone. Jeff, I mean, we're on the air right now.
You do a lot of talking on social media.
I'm right here, Jeff. We can talk anytime you want to. Unbelievable.
We got to make that happen.
Well, we'll deal with that later on.
Well, there you go. It was testy. And, you know, I got to say this about the guy. 104.5, he has the radio voice going on here. Jeff, I'm right here talking to you. Yuck.
Man, I don't even think Tony and I should be allowed to be on the airwaves after hearing that voice.
105.
My goodness.
The Titans public relations team made arrangements for Simmons.
We love the Titans on 104.5.
I got to say, the guy looked a little scared.
I'm sure he was.
Did he look a little scared?
He was a little taken aback by...
These are big guys. These are big guys coming at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so the Titans...
What did he say?
He...
Do we know?
What are we...
Do we know
what he posted?
Looking, I do not know, but I assume it's just critical of how Jeffrey Simmons is
probably
playing.
Probably, yeah.
The Titans public relations team made arrangements for Simmons to speak to the host before practice today. Quote, Simmons said, "He has an understanding of where I'm coming from, and I have an understanding where he comes from. He has a job, and I have a job."
Okay.
Tony, did Jeffrey Simmons need to apologize?
Yeah. I think not necessarily for having an issue with what was said, but his approach and how to do so, right? He dropped a cat on him on the way out. I don't know if you guys caught that.
No, I did. Yes.
he dropped one of those on him as he was walking away. It's probably not. That sounded like it was. Was it at camp?
Yes.
So that means there's probably kids and fans around there.
That's a good point.
You know, I think there's a better way to handle that. That's not all that unusual. You know, guys have issues with beat reporters, and, you know, typically they're able to hash it out as long as the media members around. That is not how you want it to go. Sometimes it gets that way, but it's best to be doing that not when he's on live on air or cameras around, so that, you know, there's time to kind of come to some type of understanding, as it sounds like they ended up getting there afterwards, after all of the hubbub. So I would say, yes, he probably needed to apologize for his actions and how he handled it.
Chris?
I would say that he probably should have had to apologize, but I really wish that he didn't have to apologize. Like, in there's part of my world that says us radio guys, I'm lumping me in there now, should be accountable for what we say. And if we say or post something that is, you know, something ticks somebody off, they certainly ought to have every right to come back at us and I don't know about threaten us, but certainly expect an
explanation.
I don't know that he did either, but expect an explanation. And, you know, this guy's saying, "I'm sitting right here." Well, you were sitting right there, but, you know, he wanted to find out, you know, where that post was coming from. And, you know, I wish we didn't have to apologize, but it's certainly the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, I had a quick run-in with Vincent Jackson once of the Chargers. I wrote something on a website that did not show him in a good light. He wondered why I even needed to do that in the first place. But he went about it a totally different way. He went to the public relations people with the Chargers, asked to set up a meeting with me.
Ah,
and,
see?
You know, we were able to hash it out. And after that, you know, Vincent and I got along fine. So there is a better way to do it than what Jeffrey did. But I kind of like what he did. Given the, put a little scare into the guy.
There's a piece of me that likes it too, but it's just it's not the right thing to
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
Now, the guy did say, Buck is his name, he did say that Jeffrey should be able to say something to him, but obviously it wasn't the right time for it. But I will say, this guy is, I don't know about this dude, because then he posted the video afterwards, he's like, and the caption was something like, well, Jeffrey's not going to like that I posted this video.
Oh, I'm so like, he's still poking the bear. So I mean,
I think that was before they talked.
Oh, okay. See, I think for the most part, guys, as long as you show up, they can and they feel like they can approach you about it. It usually is handled in a professional way.
Yeah, yeah. What you do say on social media does count. Just because it's online doesn't mean it doesn't count.
That's the funny part about my man Buck. Like, he's like, I'm sitting here. Like, well, I know. You were sitting there when you fired off the post, too. I mean, like, I'm still feeling the same way I'm feeling after reading it and everybody else reading it.
After a quick Google, I guess Jeffrey Simmons has had problems with the media dating back to earlier this summer. So,
well,
all right. Here we go.
Watch your step, Tennessee media.
Well, I will.
Number three.
CBS Sports' RJ Anderson wrote about the trade deadline today and specifically wrote about the three reasons the trade deadline was a snoozer. Basically, he said Crochet tanked his value, Mason Miller was hurt, and too many teams are in the middle and couldn't acquire players to really put them over the top. Chris, do you think this trade deadline was a snooze fest?
I disagree with RJ, who was
he was on our show this week.
He was a guest on our show last week.
Oh, yes, he was.
Yes, he was a guest on our show. Yeah.
Can't even do it. Tony's got it down. I can't even do it. But I disagree. I think this is exactly what baseball wants and baseball needs, which is to have, I believe I counted it, 17 different teams made significant moves in the last 2 days. And that's great. That's a whole lot better than 4 teams making moves and 26 teams tanking the rest of the season the way it used to be. So maybe you didn't get the colossal names moved in this trade deadline, but there were extenuating circumstances. For instance, Miller's injury and Crochet's stupidness. So, no, I thought it was a good trade deadline this year. I had no problem with it. I enjoyed it.
Tony, was this trade deadline a snooze fest?
I didn't think so. I thought this was a great trade deadline. Yes, there was. It was absent of some big names being thown around. A lot of big names are hurt. I don't know if you remember. There's a ton of pitchers that are just done. You know, that we lost early. So I don't know that I would agree. I don't agree at all. I think it was a good trade deadline. The only thing that could have made it better were bigger names. But this wasn't that kind of year. You don't have a big name free agent class getting ready to roll through like we've had, it seems like, over the past 3 or 4 years. So,
number two.
All right, you guys are probably not going to like this question, but I really am interested in the psychology behind this. Yankees third baseman Jazz Chisholm Jr. went from being a good player with the Marlins to an absolute superstar with the Yankees. Since joining the Yankees, he played 3 games, he's hit 4 home runs, and he collected 8 stakes. He said he loves the big stage, and this is where he was meant to play, but I don't really understand the psychology of this. So, Tony, bear with me on the question.
Okay.
Does this mean
you some grace.
Does this mean the player doesn't give 100% in the smaller market?
No. It's not what it means. I liken it.
He didn't give me much grace.
You asked me a question.
Okay,
I gave you an answer.
All right.
I liken it to the difference in playing in a big league stadium and then the difference in going down to AAA and playing in front of the same crowd. That's virtually what happens going from the Miami Marlins to going to the New York Yankees. And I can't speak to how and why it affects people, but Jazz Chisholm, first person, and mind you, it's only been 2 games. So he still has to go through the rest of the season before we can officially say, yeah, well, he enjoyed being in the bright lights. But I will say this, in his 1 playoff appearance, he got off. Like, he was playing well. He has shown up to New York and given them a boatload of energy all of a sudden. I've had teammates that were like that. When the lights were at their brightest, they played at their best. I don't know that I've had anybody ever play with somebody who came from a place like the Miami Marlins where they're probably, I know it'll tell us they're averaging five digits, but I feel like they're probably in the fours, more likely. And then going to New York. And not only that, he was in Philly. Like, you guys have seen what that place is like playing in that yard. Mm-hmm. It is a lot of fun as a player playing in that environment, and some guys really thrive in it. And at least through the first two games, that's been Jazz.
Three.
Is it three now? Today is three.
Yeah, he hit his four home runs in the last two games.
All right,
two games.
Today is three.
All right. Chris, do you think that means the player gives less than 100% in the smaller market?
You know, in Jazz Chisholm's case, I want to jump in there and agree with you, but this is really not a well-thought-out question.
Whoa!
No, it's okay with the question, but it's not. No, it's a no. It's a no. The thing is, I mean, we almost should have seen this coming.
Yeah.
He's going from playing in games in front of no people that mean nothing, right into a situation where the game is the biggest deal going on in baseball. It's on MLB Network, Yankees, Phillies, possible World Series preview. I mean, that's going to juice anybody up.
He goes, this is no disrespect to the Miami Marlins, but he goes from being in that lineup to being in a lineup with Aaron Judge, Juan Soto. I mean, it's a big deal. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
He's hitting fifth in that lineup, by the way.
Yeah,
it's like he went from having to hit leadoff for the Marlins to hitting fifth.
I mean, if he hits a home run for the Marlins, it's like a tree falling in the forest. I mean, nobody may even notice it. So
it's like a tree falling in the forest.
You know, this is really a big deal. And but the other part of the question is that we probably need to pump the brakes on this. I mean, he's got four home runs in three games, two back-to-back games. He hit two home runs. But like Tony said, I mean, he could go, 10 for 90 in his next 20 games, and then everybody's going to say, oh, he couldn't handle the bright lights of New York. So
exactly.
So it's a little early to make a determination.
Yes, I was going to say something derogatory about that one statement, but
about
I'm not
the answer.
Going to. Yeah, I'm not
just say the answer was poorly thought out.
No. The flight attendant involved in an incident that led to Terrell Davis's removal from a United Airlines plane in handcuffs is no longer employed in the NFL Hall of Famers. No fly ban has been lifted, the airline told CNN on Tuesday.
He actually had a band that had to be lifted?
Yes. United
yes.
statement
oh my
came
goodness.
After Davis took to social media yesterday to share an email that emailed letter notifying him of his placement on the airline's no-fly list following the July 13th encounter. United said the letter was sent to Davis the day after the incident and that the action has been rescinded and the change was communicated to Davis's team the following day. My question is, it's an email. It wasn't actually mailed, so it didn't take a long time to get there. Chris, should the flight attendant have been fired in this case?
I don't think this is an easy one, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I was honestly on a flight over the weekend, and I'm not Terrell Davis, but I'll tell you one thing, I kept my hands in my lap. I was nervous. I was sitting on the aisle, and I'm like, I don't want to brush the arm of some flight attendant walking by. I mean, this is kind of an eye-opening, incident. I mean, because when you're on an airline flight nowadays, I really feel like a lot of us think this way already, and now it's almost been proven to us, you don't really get a say.
Yeah,
100%. They just make up their mind that you're a troubled person, or you need to be arrested, or you need to be grounded, or you need to be kicked off that flight. You don't really get there's no court of opinion here. This is not a democracy on an airplane.
Right.
So, I think what happened to Terrell Davis, serves as kind of a warning to the rest of us. I saw another clip of some other lady getting thrown off a plane for yelling at a passenger. And again, even if you had the right, it seems like...
Oh, was that the lady who yelled at the Trump supporter?
Yeah.
But that lady was crazy.
She was crazy, but my point... you don't get a chance to explain yourself. They basically say you're getting off this flight, no questions asked. Terrell Davis was getting arrested, no questions asked, even though he did absolutely nothing wrong.
Tony?
Yes.
Right thing to fire this guy?
Absolutely. First of all, I can't imagine a guy who is put together as Terrell Davis tapping somebody on the elbow or shoulder and her turning around and saying, "Don't hit me." Like, that would, I'm sorry. And from my experience, that would scare the hell out of me. And yeah. It was said that he kind of like walked off at a fast pace. Like, oh, let me sit down because I don't. And then to flight land and then the FBI is there to arrest you.
Oh,
like,
my goodness, yeah.
In front of your wife and child. Like, yes.
On a plane?
She should be fired, like, for sure. Like, come on. Don't hit me.
Yeah. Chris just
got made my skin crawl talking about it.
Yeah, honestly. It scares. It honestly makes me a little nervous.
Well.
Because I fly all the time and I bump into people. Unfortunately, I'm clumsy that way.
All right, we're going to get you a straitjacket for your flight. So that
get me
you
a straitjacket so I can't do anything. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, up next, Chris versus the fans. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. Your chance to take on Chris in trivia next on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.